everyone, welcome back to the Fun Indian Guy podcast. How are you doing? I hope you are doing amazing. Let me introduce myself quickly for the new people. I'm your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, filmmaker, musician, and a founder of a company called Futuring Now, where we help people innovate. So you can be an individual, startup, or a corporate team, or a product team in a brand. We have one-of-a-kind remote innovation workshops, so you can roll your amazing ideas. So if you're interested in that, just go to www.futuringnow.com and you'll get to see the projects which we are building. So basically, this is a kind of a podcast where we talk about creativity, design, innovation. And this is the small, little, tiny segment, which we like to call Daily-ish podcast, where we create 5 to 6 minutes or 4 to 3 minutes. All messed up. Basically, 5-minute-ish podcast, which are kind of value pockets of information for you as well as me, because I also have to put some thoughts while making it, and it also helps me a lot to build these things and to do this storytelling. So in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about a really very interesting thing which just happened. And as you must have already read from the title of this podcast, I rolled out my first job call today. And by job call, I mean I offered somebody a job. And I, of course, it's not a long-term job. It's an internship. But today, I took the opportunity to roll that, and it just felt amazing, because 1 year ago or 2 years ago, I was going through the same thing where I was looking for internship. And today, to find myself in a position to ask for an intern or some people to help me build some stuff, it's a great and a different and a very peculiar moment. The call is on. Now we'll see the response and all, and maybe we'll have to change the strategy to get more people onboarded and all those things. But right now, as I do it, it just feels amazing. Because there is a long story behind it. Actually, my grandpa, he used to write me a lot of letters on my birthdays and all those things. And he always used to mention in those letters that study hard, grow yourself, reach all the heights you want to, but make sure you'll employ people and create employment at some point and help people also build their lives. And that used to be always the message, or the ending message of all the letters. And today, actually, we are taking first tiny step towards it. So it's a very celebratory moment in my life. But I'll talk about it more in an upcoming podcast once we have the intern onboarded and all those things. But for now, I would like to tell you that I've seen a lot of job posts. I've seen a lot of job offers and all those things. I've read that and went through all the requirements and all those things. I've done that quite a lot. And one thing I always missed is, like, there was loss of character in that particular offering. There was never the tone of voice, never the peculiar thing about that particular company was reflected in this job post. And I think it's very important, because the characteristic or the identity of your brand or a company has to be there also in the job offering. Otherwise, it just changed the name of the company. It pretty much stays the same for every other job. And that's not cool, because we are in 2020, guys, and communication and the way we put stuff out there has a lot of value. So that's why what I did is, instead of creating a textual job offer or requirement list of things, I just sat down, made a video of 2 minutes, explained who I am, where we come from, what are we trying to build, which is Futuring Now, the company, which I talked about in the beginning of this podcast. And I mentioned what kind of support do I need. And then I just basically had a CTA, which is basically called as call to action, which was an email where they can reach out and send me their profile. And I also asked them to send me a small video if possible, because that way I'll get to know them much better, and way better than the resume and portfolio, because that's more human. I will see them talking about stuff. I'll get to see them as a real person. So I did put that in the call video as well. And really wanted to approach it from a different standpoint. If I think some things need to change and revamp themselves, and if I'm in position to do that, it's time to take the leap, man. Like, whenever you are coming across things and you are like, man, this can be done in a different way, the moment you are at position where you are supposed to do that, make sure you bring that change. Make sure you push that needle. So that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm not sure if it will succeed, if it will fail, but what matters is the action which we take. So pretty much excited about this new thing which is happening on my end. With that, I guess that's all from today's podcast, people. I hope you found some sort of value through it. There were small, tiny points scattered throughout, but I hope you found something which is helpful for you. And if you did, I'll be super grateful for that. And there is one more update I would like to share with you, that we have the Fun Indian Guy community space now, where we discuss all these amazing topics around design, creativity, and innovation. We have discussions going on. We always share sneak peeks behind whatever we are creating. Some BTS, behind the scenes stuff, is also being shared. You can also reach out to me. We can have discussions over there. You can start your own discussion. We share links, videos, documentaries, articles, amazing books to read, and all those things on various topics which we usually cover on the channel. So if you want to be part of that community, there is a link right in the description of this podcast. You just have to fill up the form, and then we will send you the exclusive invite to the Fun Indian Guy community. So thank you so much again for staying till the end and listening to this podcast. I'll catch you tomorrow or day after with the new podcast. So make sure you follow this podcast so you can always get the update once I post this. With that, don't forget to have fun while you do anything in life, because that will keep us going and motivated. And that way we will also enjoy whatever we are doing. With that said, take care, stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.